This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Our guests found us despite some super duper dense fog out there. It's so thick you can't even, so we issued the dumpster alert. When you go out the back door, you can't see the dumpster. That's how we know it's foggy. So we probably need a more appropriate alerting sound, but that's what we did this morning. We did sound that because we got very dense fog, so be aware of that if you're out commuting this morning. But it didn't stop our guest. Stephanie Dirk is here. She's from Sealands Grove. She's helping to organize and push and promote and make sure that the Heart Walk that's coming up for the American Heart Association on the 22nd has as many people signed up as possible, and that folks understand really what's at stake here and what the helps can do and what the money's used for, and all of that great stuff. So Stephanie, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you. Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. Yeah. And Nick Ide is back, American Heart Association. He's the Community Impact Director in Sunbury. He's being talked about in Sunbury as one of the folks that's making sure that health is brought up and talked about, and smoking is discussed, and young people are already starting to get the message. They know about you down at the high school, so you know, I know you're having a good impact down there, and you're welcome there to keep on spreading that message. Nick, welcome aboard. Thank you so much. Let's get down to brass tacks. We want folks to think about getting involved in the Heart Walk, signing up, joining, and walking up at the Miller Center on the 22nd.
Yes, sir. So, like you said, on Saturday, October 22nd at the Miller Center, it's a joint effort between the Heart Association, our friends at Geisinger and Evangelical, as well as the Miller Center. It's our premier event to raise funds to rid the country of the number one and number five killers, stroke and heart disease. So registration opens at 8 that morning of Saturday, October 22nd, and our survivor lap will begin at 9 a.m.
All right, so you want folks to sign up. How much does it cost to register?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know the answer to.
Well, you can donate 10, 20 bucks if you want to. And you
can. Anybody can walk, yeah.
Anybody can walk,
yep.
Yeah. Whether you have a donation or not, you're welcome to participate. Okay, well, that's why you don't know the dollar figure, since it doesn't have one. It's, I told you I'd have a couple trick questions. I always warn people. So, all right, so 9 a.m. in the Survivors Walk. What's the nature of that?
So a big focus of the event is a focus on survivors of heart disease and stroke. So that focal point is going to start at 9 a.m. to kind of honor the survivors at the event. And if Stephanie wants to touch on that a little more, I would love to hear some about that.
Well, this is the place. Stephanie's got a child who an adult now, but had a congenital heart defect. So with the work of the Heart Association, you know all about.
Yes. She was diagnosed when she was 15 years old with that, and also a bicuspid aortic valve. So she was operated on when she was 16 years old, open heart surgery. She's doing great now. They're still monitoring her for the other issue that she has, but she's doing great. I've had other family members, parents on both sides, grandparents, aunts, brother-in-laws, and I even won 2 years ago, my brother-in-law passed away from a heart attack. So we need to spread awareness, definitely.
And how old's your daughter now?
She's 23.
So for 23 years, you've known about the work of the Heart Association and the benefits and the fundraising. You found out that they were on your side from the get-go.
Yes, definitely. And I've worked in healthcare settings, so definitely been involved with the Heart Association for a long time now.
All right. And you work at Geisinger, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're one of the good staffers up there. All right. So you're familiar with the healthcare industry. And a lot of folks think you see this big hospital like a Geisinger, or you see an evangelical community hospital, you think, okay, well, there's a hospital there, standalone. Hospitals are part of the community. They need community support and fundraising. Heart Association, part of the community, pushing for cures and research and rides or whatever it takes. They need help, too, the American Heart Association.
Yes, because without their help and the research, we, you know, wouldn't make advances in medicine. So definitely, you know, my daughter's still being monitored for her issue that she has. And hopefully, you know, with advances, the surgery will be less invasive if she needs it in the future.
All right, so she's already benefited from some of this, and we know the research has been ongoing for a long time. Nick, tell us about the Heart Association, what they do if folks don't have it top of the mind, and then what you're doing in Sunbury.
Sure. So the American Heart Association is one of the nation's largest nonprofits. Our mission is to be a relentless force for a world of longer, healthier lives. We host events like this and try to make as much localized community impact as you described for hospitals through research, community interventions. We'd like to place CPR trainings in schools and other community organizations. We have a new campaign, hands-only CPR, that doesn't require a certification. Get that spread out as much as possible. Advocate for policies that help families get local clinics the tools and systems that they need, and try to increase as much healthy access to food as we can.
Right, and it's a genuine nonprofit. I mean, yes, you know, half the staff are getting paid, but there's thousands of volunteers helping the Heart Association nationwide to move this forward. Stephanie's one of them. So she knows about that. And now you have a specific job in Sunbury to bring the Heart Association's work and expertise and just brain power street level in Sunbury.
Exactly. So that's the biggest part of my role. I'm a community impact director, so we try to be as boots on the ground as possible and really be that face in the community for these localized communities. So everything that I just mentioned, really bringing it to the community of Sunbury.
And what have you been doing? I mentioned they know you down at the high school now, so they know you and they don't fear you, so that's good.
So I was lucky enough to start a community impact grant, is what we've been calling it, to help organizations apply and get these grants of opportunities of the $2,500. Shikellamy School District was one of the lucky recipients of this. We have some more things to come that I don't want to spoil for the students yet, but right now we've implemented a food pantry. It's not quite up and running yet, but in the next few weeks, hopefully, it'll be good to go and rolling. It'll be funded food-wise through the Central PA Food Bank, and it'll serve all of the students in the district.
Well, and I think the key, anybody can give out some food, but the goal is heart health and overall health and just sound nutrition, but also education and a little bit of information goes with it. So folks are available, they're aware of their options and choices and the impact of some of their decision making. You know, if I knew today what, or if I knew back then what I know today, I'd probably be a healthier person, you know. So you're trying to make sure that that information is out there. Well, we have enough time for both of you to make a great pitch for folks to come to this Heart Walk and help out and show up and be there. So, Stephanie, just to encourage the folks listening to step up or notify their friends and family to go to the Heart Walk.
Yes, please. Please come out and walk with us. Like we said, you don't have to make a donation if you want to. That's great. But you can sign up at heart.org/NEPA walk and come out and spend the morning with us. It's going to be a great morning. So we hope everybody participates.
All right. And Nick, please add to that this idea that you're going to get a good feeling on this walk for having helped out.
Yeah, it's truly a beautiful event. I think having it at the Miller Center really just defines that togetherness of the Miller Center, Geisinger Evangelical, the Heart Association, and really celebrate the survivors that are out there and increase awareness through health and physical activity. It'll be a great day.
Right, and the YMCA is involved in that, and they just know that the more you encourage and invite and get folks to participate and help them, the more good it does. More information at www.heart.org, a little bit different website. You can just Google Heart Walk, might even be as fast as doing all that clackety clacking, but that's www.heart.org, a good place to go for more information. Thank you both so much for all you're doing and for helping out, and hopefully we'll see you up at the Miller Center on the 22nd.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.